Happy birthday, America. This is JD Collier for the Eagle Hoss and Hound podcast, and I know it's been a while since I made an episode, but I feel compelled to do so today. I want to focus on gratitude and respect. This is the birthday of America, July 4th, 2022, and I've already had a pretty darn good day. I hope you are having one too. Got a chance to go on a little parade through the neighborhood. It was very much Americana. And I'm going to show you some of those images coming up next. So please sit back and relax and let's start another episode of the Eagle Hoss and Hound podcast.
Happy 4th of July, America. It's the biggest crowd I've ever seen here. They're getting ready to go. Come on, Eagle, wait.
Get ready for another excellent show. It's the Eagle Hoss and Hound podcast. All right, so if you're like me, you enjoyed those images, seeing those fire trucks and all the people gathered to go for a little run through our neighborhood. Now I'm going to show you a couple clips that you might find funny. See if you can see this guy wiping out from his scooter. And then you'll see what actually happened from my own perspective.
I got it on videotape.
Hey, Cookie. No problem.
That was a real disaster.
So you don't have to be American to enjoy what you just saw. It was pretty silly. I was trying to go through and ride scooters following two of my kids. They were on scooters, and I ended up wiping out when I almost, my one kid, she didn't realize it, but she was veering into my path, and I was trying to hold this camera, so I wasn't doing my best to hold on. I only had one hand on the handlebar, and all I could do was just like to step aside and let myself wipe out instead of taking out my daughter, because I'm 225 pounds right now, and I would probably crush her and break her bones. So, yeah, but thankfully everybody was fine. I was fine. We had just a little run through the neighborhood. Every 4th of July, the local fire department puts on a little parade through the neighborhood, and they invite everybody to bring their family and ride bikes or skateboards or scooters or walk or jog or whatever you want to do and go behind the fire truck. And as you can see, it was a pretty good time, a pretty darn good time, PDG. So, yeah, we had a pretty good time, and it's really given me pause to be thankful and grateful for what we have here. And as I'm saying, you know, we here in America, we have so much to be thankful for. You know, in many places around the globe, I don't think that they hate Americans as much as our news wants to tell us. I think there's a lot of love out there. You know, I know on this podcast, there's a lot of people watching from all over the world. You know, I've seen, there's people watching from all over Europe. You know, there's Germany in there, France, of course there's the UK. There's people from the Netherlands watching, got people from the Far East watching. I've seen Japan. Also, there's Australia, New Zealand, and shout out to the rest of the globe. we welcome you to listen to the Eagle, Hoss, and Hound podcast. And yeah, we talk a lot about Americana, and Americana, I believe, it's a dream and a hope and a desire of the world. So if America can stay standing on its own and continue to do well, and I think it's a good example for the world. I think a lot of people do look up to America in many ways. There's a lot of stuff that we can do better, for sure. You know, I think we're overweight. I think our food is bad. I think that's a problem we need to fix. Okay, I would like to fix that problem. Anyway, so on this podcast, I talk about the Eagle, the Hoss, the Hound. Okay, the Eagle being someone with a service background, either from armed forces, law enforcement, fire and rescue, or spouses. Today, we get to follow along the fire trucks and those men and ladies who are our volunteer firemen. They are becoming the Eagle. Okay, they are the Eagle becoming. So shout out to them. Shout out to everybody who is living, you know, in uniform or under the oath. These are the people that end up becoming the Eagles. They become imbued with service and sacrifice, and they're imbued with the ideal attributes of strength, honor, courage, commitment, and respect. And so today I will talk about respect a little bit. It's one of my favorites. Respect is so good because you don't have to be an Eagle to know what respect is, and you don't have to be an Eagle to give respect or to exercise the skill of respect. I call it a skill. It's because, you know, someone from a service background, it's easy for us to look at the flag and salute it and be respectful. But as you can see later on today, I'm gonna talk about the MUTT a little bit more. The MUTT, M-U-T-T. You know, I gave a speech at the Flag Day ceremony a couple weeks ago in our local community here in Pennsylvania, and I will share that speech. It's 15 minutes, okay? I'll share that speech with you. And basically, you'll see how I describe how the MUTT is very important to this whole situation. So, you know, the Eagle, the Hoss, the Hound, the Eagle being someone with a service background who I lift up as a great example, as a guide for our whole community, okay, our families. And these attributes are so good. They're so good for the workplace, okay. And I believe that people who are just common citizens, these, I call you a MUTT, you're a common citizen MUTT, immigrant MUTT citizen. These are these guiding principles from the Eagle. You know, they will help improve the lives of the MUTT. And the MUTT is the hero of our economy, okay? The MUTT is the hero of these Americas, okay? The MUTT is everybody here, everybody that came from all over the world, okay? We are all the MUTT. We are all the same. And anyway, I will talk about that in my speech. I'm going to go ahead and give you the speech. I'm going to do it again. I'm actually going to present the speech again to you. I'll record it. I'll try to get it right, because the recording that I have of when I gave the speech a few weeks ago, I'll show you a little bit so you get a flavor for it. But the recording is the volume isn't great, okay? So that's why I'm going to go ahead and present it to you again, America. That's why I feel compelled on today being the 4th of July, the day that we're having off, to give you that. You'll see in my speech that I mentioned some of my favorite hosses. You've heard me say it before, you know, even people all over the globe, you've heard of some of these guys. Franklin, Benjamin Franklin, all right? And then Ulysses Grant, okay? Franklin, Ulysses. You've heard me talk about those guys. I'll talk about them in the speech. Franklin, Ulysses. Of course, I talk about Lincoln. And then talk about King. That is Martin Luther King Jr. So those are my four favorite hosses, as I've mentioned in the past. A hoss being somebody who I consider a social integrity hero. Someone from the past. Someone from our American past, okay? Who, through their experiences during their life, they embodied social integrity, and they did it in a good way, okay? Just by what they did, the practical things that they did, you know, I think when I look back at the episodes that I've given you last year, the one that's gotten the most listens is actually Squanto. You know, I didn't know much about that guy Squanto, but he apparently he's commanding some respect, okay? Squanto from when we first had our first settlers to the North American area, basically up in New England, the Pilgrims, when they came, they had some help from this Native American fellow named Squanto. So he wasn't some highfalutin dude. He was just a regular dude, man. And look at this guy. He's a hero. He's a hoss. He did some good stuff just by what he did practically every day. And it made a big difference for America. It made a huge difference in us being able to survive the early settlers, the Pilgrims, being able to survive. So, so the eagle, the hoss. So you know what the eagle is, the hoss is, and of course the hound is the mutt. It's the immigrant mutt. It's the common citizen mutt. That is you. That is me. We are the mutt. And so I, being an eagle being somebody who has a service background, I came from the Navy. And throughout my time after the service, I've been I've been out of the service more than 20 years now, but I haven't really changed much. My who I am, my mindset, how I carry myself, all these attributes that I discovered are baked in me are still here. And that's great. You know, it's like our democracy, our republic, this republic of freedom is still there, just like the two words of our national anthem. And you'll see me in my speech mentioning those. So anyway, I want to welcome you to the podcast. If you haven't heard it before or seen it, you can hear it anywhere on wherever you get your podcast. Okay, it's called Eagle, Hoss, and Hound. Okay, and being an ampersand, Eagle, Hoss, and Hound podcast. Wherever you like to get your podcast, you can find it. And if you want to see it on YouTube, go to my YouTube channel, which is Eagle Imbued, EAGLEIMBUED, Eagle Imbued, and then you can see this thing actually in video. So please sit back and enjoy me having a few ramblings about today and about America and about respect, and also I'll give you my speech that I think you're going to enjoy. All right. Talk to you later.
Lieutenant J.D. Collard, after 8 years of active duty, Lieutenant Collard left the service to enter corporate America. Holding sales roles in logistics and construction, he and his wife, Amy, have lived in Lehigh Valley with his three children, Drew, Ava, and Zoe, for the past 15 years. Lieutenant Collard was a 1993 graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy. He trained with the Nuclear Submarine Force, became Contract Administrator Project Manager in the Navy's Construction Force based in Virginia. He later became a Public Works Officer and member of the U.S. Navy Seabees, Navy Mobile Construction Battalion 7, and Joint Task Force Commander on Humanitarian Construction Employment. Please welcome Lieutenant Collard.
Okay, bear with me for a moment as I interrupt the presentation of the speech that I gave for the Flag Day ceremony. I am going to give it to you again from the beginning, starting over, so that I can make sure the volume is good so that you can hear it better. So I'm going to go ahead and start from the beginning. Remember, I was up there at the podium speaking to a whole bunch of people from the community of Emmaus, Pennsylvania. This time I'm going to present it directly to you. For your viewing and listening pleasure on the podcast. Okay, here we go. Madam Mayor, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen here, my fellow Americans, thank you for inviting me to speak about what the flag means to me. The two words of our national anthem that are my favorites and sum it all up for me, still there. During my service, I gave America my very best, as did those serving with me to keep our way of life still there. Today we face bad news all around: war, poverty, gun violence, racial disparity, pandemic, global climate change, and more. Can we still look through the smoke and darkness to see that hopeful banner? I choose to believe we can. I love, I respect, I stand. How about you? On this Flag Day, we are gathered here to pay tribute to the symbol of freedom flying in the breeze over our nation. Since we can't fly a piece of paper, which is the Constitution, we fly a cloth symbolizing that Constitution. Heck, if we tried the paper version, it would melt away in the rain. I will tell you how I feel about those colors, our flag, Old Glory, by telling you about the people it represents. I call my speech, "I am the eagle, I am the mutt, we are the same." First, a few definitions. In our story, we have a hero, a guide, and a villain. The hero is the mutt, M-U-T-T. Like a strong, resilient, mixed-breed dog, we are the melting pot of the world. I am citizen. We are the common immigrant mutt citizenry. The guide is the eagle, the individual with a service background, either from armed forces, law enforcement, fire and rescue, their spouses, or anyone who has been shaped by a service adversity. Together we face a common villain, what I call the Corgo, C-O-R-G-O, which is the corpo government oligarchy. Each of us, you and me, the common immigrant mutt citizen, face a daily onslaught from Corgo forces of adversity, bad news curated and crafted for maximum effect to keep us down and at odds with each other. Corgo is big government, of course, but it's more than that. It's big food, it's big medicine, it's big tech, it's big media, it's big sports and entertainment. The Corgo feeds us editorial agenda constantly. That's called propaganda. We have seen the damaging effects of propaganda in certain governments around the globe historically and today, yet the propaganda model persists in our big media, manufacturing fear daily. I will now introduce you to your guide towards hope and freedom, the eagle. I am the eagle. I am service and sacrifice. I served on active duty in the Navy from 1989 till 2002. My wife served and sacrificed with me. I am the eagle. I am strength. I employ faith beyond myself. I am the eagle. I am honor. I do what I say I'm going to do. I am the eagle. I am courage. I face fear and I speak up. I am justice in action. I am the eagle. I am commitment. I employ a mindset of duty, enabling me to innovate solutions. I am the eagle. I am respect. I care for my fellow human. Yes, I respect elders, but I also respect youth, our frontline strength, and our future. Furthermore, I respect the rule of law and this great nation that the flag represents. Be the eagle. Be the wisdom of respect and strength. Employ the eagle. The eagle is a belief, a mindset, an attitude that brings us forward towards success. Too often, our Corgo culture has sought to reduce the veteran who has served us all. The movies and TV reduce the veteran to a silly, disabled comedian. Gomer Pyle, Corporal Klinger, Bill Dotrieve, American Dad, General Naird. Tom Hanks did not want to play Forrest Gump again because he did not want to be portrayed as a halfwit. Companies and governments love to pretend they support the veteran when they come up with special programs that only work to draw pity from donors to help the veteran. Remember the radio campaign a few years ago that played over and over again? The line, "You should hire a veteran. After all, they have skills." You heard that right. The very questionable soundbite. After all, they have skills. There are thousands of other examples, but we only have a short time here. Today's veteran is more of a V word. The Corgo prefers to make the veteran into the victim. That is why I call you the Eagle rather than a veteran. Hashtag respect, not pity. I think of the first Eagle, George Washington, Eagle One. He served along with all of his Continental Army in extreme adversity, outnumbered, sparsely supplied, maneuvering one step ahead of being crushed by the British Redcoats, who at the time were the world's most advanced, best trained, and equipped fighting force. Freezing with the troops in Valley Forge, escaping across the Delaware River, until finally achieving victory in Yorktown, Virginia, thanks to sea support from the French. While Eagle One served in the field, his bride Martha sacrificed at home, along with all of the other supporting spouses and families across the new nation, the United States of America. Thanks to Betsy Ross for making one of our very first flags. Doesn't she look graceful now in her glorious splendor? If you put gasoline or electricity into your car, then you make the environment your slave, and you are complicit with the cultural norms of the times today. George Washington was a slaveholder and was complicit with the cultural norms of the times in his day. In this way, we and George Washington are the same. George Washington and his bride Martha, two eagles, faced the adversity of Corgo tyranny during their time. From the early 1600s, this new land offered hope and opportunity, a place to live and worship in peace. Until the European monarchy brought its stranglehold on these colonies right here. The European monarchy, conspiring with profit-seeking companies, dictated to these colonies that there will be legalized slavery in all areas, including right here in Pennsylvania. Our forefathers were fed up with being told what to do and generated the Declaration of Independence. They faced adversity for our benefit. It was incredibly dangerous to sign that document, but many did, including Benjamin Franklin, who lived right here in Pennsylvania. Franklin advocated for ending slavery because in his scientific studies, he noted that skin color did not matter, for the abilities of each were only dependent upon the opportunities that they were afforded. Franklin was a world-renowned scientist who also promoted the end of slavery, which came about quickly after the colonies declared independence. Pennsylvania was the first state to outlaw slavery, and Benjamin Franklin was able to see six states outlaw slavery before he passed away in 1790. Way to go, Franklin. We're happy to see you on the $100 bill. Ulysses Grant, our 18th president, was Mr. Lincoln's general who defeated the Confederates to win the so-called Civil War of the Rebellion, which basically effected an end to slavery. We're happy to see Ulysses on the $50 bill. Franklin was the Eagle. He was a fireman. Ulysses was the Eagle. He was a soldier. Both these men opposed that slavery. Put them together, you get 150. This is the Franklin Ulysses 150. Franklin Ulysses is my personal protest against racism and other forms of injustice. Franklin Ulysses, foo racism! We are fed up. Remember, it is very American to protest. That's another message our flag represents. Let's talk about the hero, the mutt. I am the mutt. If you have not lived the experience of service and sacrifice, if you have not become imbued with the guiding attributes of strength, honor, courage, commitment, and respect, take heart. You are still good to go. Why? because you are the mutt. You are the citizen, the taxpayer, the product of our glorious cultural diversity. You are the hero of our American story, the concept of freedom represented by our flag. You came from all over the world to be here. See this guy speaking to you? You are conditioned to make a judgment of me based on the appearance of my skin. Never mind what you think you see. I am Africa. I am Asia. I am Europe. I am the mutt of the Americas, just like you. Sure, many of my recent ancestors immigrated from Europe, but how about the Azorean Portuguese, of which I am 25%? I'm pretty sure that's the line from which my further back ancestors came, from Libya, Egypt, and Ethiopia. Thanks, DNA research technology. Or how about my great-great-grandmother Jessica, the Cherokee from Alabama? Her further back ancestors came from Asia more than 100 centuries ago, hunting food across the ice bridge, only to settle here in these Americas. Within each gallon of my blood is one pint of Jewish, thanks to my great-grandmother, Rachel Magnolia. So how about you, my fellow mutt? Can you see how we are the same? I am the mutt. You are the mutt. We are the same. Once upon a time, this guy was Lieutenant Collier, the contracting officer for a Navy base in Virginia. A contractor appealed for a change order, which I denied since, in my trained engineering mind, it was out of scope. A local employee of the contractor, a citizen mutt, wrote his U.S. senator to complain. The U.S. senator from Virginia wrote an eloquent rebuke to this guy, Lieutenant Collier, imploring me to do everything in my power to help his constituent. I reconsidered and remedied the situation, and I learned a valuable lesson then. The citizen mutt is the customer, the hero of our economy, and all public servants, including presidents, senators, congressmen, governors, judges, and all service personnel work for the mutt. That's right, you, me, each citizen mutt, we outrank all of them. So says that flag. Citizen mutt, I believe that you matter. The wonderful human personality that you are, you matter. Our uniqueness, each of us, having our own human personality, that is how we are the same. Corgo recently spent billions of dollars supporting a campaign claiming that skin color matters. That is exactly opposite of what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. stated when he said he has a dream that people are no longer judged by their skin color, but by the content of their character. Dr. King was correct. A common theme amongst Dr. King's writings and speeches is the idea that everyone is a human personality, a child of God, with a seat at the table with his or her brothers and sisters. Hashtag foo racism. We are the same. Since I am living my hashtag life beyond the uniform, I am able to enjoy my full rights of citizenship. One day last year, I was in Washington, D.C. I brought with me racism dummy. I demonstrated my displeasure with the state of racism today by tackling the racism dummy on the sidewalk in front of the World War II Memorial just across from the Washington Monument. A cop was there on his motorcycle and saw the whole thing. He smiled and said, "Keep doing what you're doing." If you didn't already know it, those in uniform, they really appreciate when citizens are exercising the rights that they are defending. Keep doing what you're doing. Okay, officer, I will. Thanks. Then I went to the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial. I struck up a conversation with a man visiting from Asia. I estimated he was in his late 50s. He told me that he does not know how to have or express his own opinion. Can you imagine life where you're unable to own your own thoughts or dare to express any that you have? Take away the opinion, create an unperson. Freedom of speech is listed first in the Bill of Rights for good reason. It's that important. The practice of having your own opinion is a necessary aspect of our concept of freedom. Do not allow the Corgo to succeed in turning you into an unperson, such as a skin color, a sex, a sexual desire, a disability, or a veteran status. Our flag says to you and to me, be free, citizen mutt. Keep doing what you're doing. Hashtag, we are the same. Corgo rejoiced when the throngs of kneelers... Oh, let me go back here. I remember how in the fall of 2017, the Corgo rejoiced when the throngs of kneelers protested against our concept of freedom. How the Corgo big media anchorman reported with glee that only 52% of Americans think it's important to stand for the national anthem. I remember thinking, oh wow, that means 48% of Americans are indifferent or apathetic to our way of life. It hurt me deeply. I felt much regret for the state of things, the thought that the very rights and freedoms that I took an oath to defend weren't considered important. Then, on Veterans Day morning 2017, I suddenly started writing the following poem. It poured out of me in just 20 minutes at my kitchen table. I was putting myself in the frame of mind as though I were that flag, Old Glory. What would it have to say about this situation? I Stand by J.D. Collier, Veterans Day 2017. I stand for the cause of individual freedom, for the right and responsibility to uphold the process of democracy, for the ability to think and speak freely, openly, and honestly, for the beacon of hope the world cherishes and admires. I stand for liberty, for the diversity of opinions that form our national character, for the ability to choose, test, and make additional choices. For the lantern of hope our community needs. I stand for justice. For the right to try, appeal, and be heard by my peers. For the ability to enjoy my life, business, and property. For the blind, disabled, and hopeless. I stand for one nation under God. For the service heroes of the past, present, and future. For the ability to protect my loved ones and myself. For the divine promises of my faith. I stand for the cause of freedom. How about you? Thanks very much for the opportunity to address you and to honor our flag and our way of life. Okay, how did you like that? So that was my speech that I gave at Flag Day a few weeks ago. And I think I'll mix it in with some of the original documentation, but I don't think the volume was that good there, so that's why I did it again for you. So anyway, today I'm still enjoying my 4th of July, relaxing a little bit. I've got some more plans for later on. Going to meet with family and go to see a minor league baseball game in the evening, and then they'll have fireworks. And so really looking forward to finishing off, having a nice 3-day weekend. Today is the last of it, and we'll be back to work tomorrow. Anyway, I am so grateful for those of you who have been listening and paying attention and, you know, viewing it on YouTube, and also especially going and listening on the podcast around the world and, of course, here in America. Most of my listeners are here in America. So a shout out to my fellow immigrant mutt citizens out there, and even the rest of you around the globe. There's a lot of Americans that are overseas right now. So happy birthday to America. Today's America's 246th birthday, all the way from July 4th, 1776, when the Founding Fathers signed the Declaration of Independence. We're very grateful to have this opportunity to enjoy our freedom, thanks to their sacrifice and even everybody in between. Many, many people have done the deed to keep us free, to keep our way of life still there, and we really appreciate it. So here's to America. Ah, yeah, having a nice cold beer, enjoying life. I'm glad that they did sign the Declaration of Independence July 4th, because it's a good time of year. We can enjoy fireworks, you know, it's good weather. We can enjoy fun activities, picnics and barbecues and fun time with family. And so it's really cool. Even in our neighbor Canada, they just enjoyed their day. They call it Canada Day on July 1st. So hopefully those of the listeners up in Canada, you guys are having yourself a good weekend. In fact, you're probably back to work today, today being Monday. But we'll all be working tomorrow. Me too. So I haven't been doing many podcasts this year, and I've been taking a little break from it because personally I've been trying to figure out what my next step is. I've been exploring some possibilities. Of course, there's always a chance to expand my career and going into another role. But I've been looking at the possibility of business ownership. Specifically, I've been exploring there's an idea of franchise ownership. So basically, it's taken me about 6 months to look at a whole bunch of different franchise possibilities. Doing this, outside of my work hours, of course. But I've come to the conclusion that it's going to be too expensive for me, and I think I'll be too restricted, and I won't ultimately be happy with those restrictions. I think they have a great model. The one I was looking at was a staffing model, but the territory that was available is not as hot as I would like it to be. The risk is a little bit too high for me to take on, temporary staffing associates. I think that's a good business model, but it's probably for someone else. I'm actually more thinking that it would be better for me to stick with recruiting people for direct hire situations and being a consultant for companies that are looking to hire good people, good talent. Specifically, I'd like to see myself produce a company that helps people coming out of a service experience to get good work and helps companies to gain those employees who will be lasting keepers on their payroll, making a big difference for their company. So. That's what I have in mind with Eagle Impact, is to make that into a recruiting company, a direct hire recruiting firm, and just do it for the whole of America, to be able to offer it to companies across America. I think I'll focus first on the energy services industry, basically the energy services sector. That's where I'm most familiar with. But I believe that the Eagle can have an impact on any sector, bringing all kinds of good leadership traits, including strength, honor, courage, commitment, and respect. So here's to the Eagle. Pretty good. But anyway, as I had said in my speech, I think my speech sums it up. All the message I'm trying to, the big message is you, the mutt, you are the hero of our economy. We're doing all this for you. The Eagle put on the uniform, took the oath, and did all that service and sacrifice for you. You are the mutt. You're the person paying the bills. You're the customer. You're the taxpayer. And you are the hero. So this is for you, the mutt. To you, the mutt. All right, so you'll notice that I got a new puppy dog. His name is Cookie. And I'm going to put a little showing of him. He was howling with the fire trucks today. So Cookie's gonna be in there. You're gonna see Cookie. Our dog Vader passed away, and over here in my hammock, Vader's grave is close by. He passed away. He was a good dog for 16 and a half years, and he's been in my videos. You've seen him if you've been watching the video version. You see my dog Vader. But Vader is now gone, and we have a new dog Cookie. And Cookie's a boy dog. He's also a schnoodle, but he looks more like a poodle. He's a poodle mix. And so we like our dog. He's only 6 months old. He's a puppy. And I'll probably be putting him in the videos too if I can get him to do something cool. So I thought today was pretty cool when he was howling at the fire trucks. Keeping an eye on the time. I don't want to take too much more time here. I do have an idea to produce some more podcasts. I've been especially happy to see all of the listens that have continued to come in even after I haven't been producing podcasts for the last 6 months because I've been doing all this other stuff. But I do like podcasting. I do like speaking. I do like getting some guests and presenting some content that people enjoy. Apparently people enjoy it. Like I said earlier, the Squanto stuff. People enjoy it. So I'm going to try to keep doing that. In fact, I do want to learn from other people who are podcasters, some of the better skills of conducting an interview and present that kind of content to you, some good interviewees. And, you know, basically, I want to look at some of the local businesses here in Pennsylvania and even other places that would be willing to get on the Eagle Hoss and Hound podcast. Please, if you're listening and you know somebody or you yourself are interested in being a guest or being, you know, letting me interview you, I'd be happy to do it. You know, wherever you are in America, whatever your your ideas are, or, you know, what stage in life you are, I think we can all learn from each other. And, you know, I mentioned respect. Respect is very dear to me. It's, you know, of course, it's respecting our way of life, and but it's respecting individuals, you know, mutual respect. That's how we overcome all the ills of our whole situation, is just having a mutual respect for each other. Doesn't matter anything about things that don't matter, like your skin color, your sex, your desire, you know, your disability or your veteran status. None of that matters, okay? Having mutual respect with each other, that's what does matter. And that's what's going to get us into the future to continue to do good things and be safe with each other. So I'm J.D. Collier. I'm going to go ahead and end the podcast today, and I hope you enjoy it. America, have a great 4th of July, and we'll catch you next time on the Eagle, Hoss, and Hound podcast. There's Vader. That's my dog. Yeah, you were trying to get my attention when I was doing that podcast, weren't you? Uh-huh. I heard you out here barking. Yeah. This is Vader. Can you say hi, Vader? Roo, roo, roo. Can you say roo, roo, huh, puppy? Say roo, roo. Yes, there's my puppy. Yes. Vader's almost 16 years old. Yeah, he's an old boy.
Get up! 3:45. Hard work, I go to work and I hit the floor. Hard work, work. A hard work, work. A hard work, work. A hard work, work.
Hard work, work. All right, guys, that's awesome.